it's the Ladies of Anonymous 4. The album is called American Angel Songs of Hope, Redemption, and Glory, and it came out in 2003. With this record, the group, which had previously recorded mostly English and European chant and polyphony and madrigals, etc., has expanded itself into the American repertoire, with recordings like that one and some shape note hymns.
La la so la so la so si la la so mi la so si la so la so si la so la so fa si la la so la so si la 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 so la so la so si la la so mi la so si la so la so si la.
I love this album. I have subsequently bought all of Anonymous 4's work, except the latest one, which is Songs of the Civil War. But it's very calming and very refreshing to hear such polished a cappella singing and such polished arrangements of shape note tunes. Also, there is some slightly suggestive music. Shall We Gather at the River, of course, is a Negro spiritual, and of course it's telling the slaves to come to the river to ride the Underground Railroad to freedom. But there's also some other interesting songs that I kind of want to fit in on this review, which are kind of fun and up-tempo.
Brethren, pray and holy mass.
I like this album because, as I say, it's refreshing and it reminds us of the Lord on high. But I also liked it because it serves as an introduction to the Shape Notes song and the American songbook of sacred hymns in general. There are many, many favorites here, and they are very, very good. I recommend it. Oh.